Father, I come to you this day in Jesus' name, reporting for duty, Lord God. Father, I come to you right now as part of the reason that you've sent me into the earth, as part of the reason why you brought me here to observe, Lord God, to be eyes and ears, to report back to you, Father. And Lord, I can report back to you this day that, Father, though the truth has been made known, they've not repented. Though light has been brought forward, though you came and walked on this earth and touched ground here and made that truth known, and the Word was made flesh, and you had done what you did to make it known and made it true, and offered your spirit and your life even as a sacrifice for the many. And yet, Lord God, they have still refused to take that free gift that you had offered to them. They refused to be redeemed. They refused, Lord God, to turn. They refused to come into the light, though it's been offered to them, though it's been made known to them, though the truth has been offered, Lord God. Though a way has been made out, they choose to stay in the darkness. They choose to continue to go against your plan and your will. They choose, Father, to go against that which you have spoken and that which you have uttered. And Lord, to the point, Father, that they have gone down the way of Lucifer. They've gone down the path of the demonic, and they've continued to give themselves over to that depravity, even to the point of adulterating the truth, and even to the point of trying to blind that truth from others so that others that may come out won't see, so that others that may be free won't get free. Father, I come to you, and Lord God, I report back to you, Father, that, Lord, that which would be redeemed is already on the track with you, and the rest of it, Lord God, needs to be burned down. Burn it down, Father. Burn it down. Lord, let that which is going with you, let it go with you. And that which has turned its back on you, let it burn. In Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Not our typical intro, but I have been angry this day. I've been angry as I have continued to go forward in the reason and the purpose that God sent me into this earth, and God brought me into this reality for His good pleasure and in responding to that assignment. And so, as I've been here, and as I've seen, and as all of this has been made known, it makes me angry. Because though the truth has been made known, and though that which is real has been offered out, they choose to go the way of the devil, to go the way of destruction, and to destroy the lives of others in the process. Listen, if you want to go to hell, you go right ahead. But give every person the chance to make that decision for themselves. No, they won't do that. They need to destroy the lives of others. They need to corrupt them before they can even have a mind of their own. They want to scalp that soul before it can even get to 5, 6, 7 years old. They want to destroy and turn, even before they're born, they want to destroy the genome, to destroy life itself, to program that which is in there, to make it unnatural, to make it something that can't even be redeemed even from the start. So depraved in their minds have they become. So far gone from the truth have they become. So far detached from that which is real that there's nothing there to redeem. So I'm angry this day. I've been angry the whole day. I've been angry the whole day. The reason is because you see what has happened in this place. You see what man has done, left to his own devices. You see what takes place when man is detached from the vine, is detached from the source, is detached from the lordship of the living God. You look and see what man has done unto himself. You look and see what kind of a mess the devil makes. Listen, the devil can't make anything. He's got to usurp it from some other place. And when he usurps that power from some other place, what does he end up doing with it? Making this. Trying to bring hell on earth. Trying to bring everybody into damnation. And for what? For a few trinkets? A few toys? Are you kidding me? And people lining up for those toys. Are you kidding me? So Father, Lord God, I am reporting back to you, Lord God. I'm reporting back to you. And Lord, and with those that are listening in this day, those that are listening in on both sides, those that are yours and called by your name, and those that have been assigned by the enemy to try to watch, Father, in before both places, Lord God, as all of them are witnesses, they all know and they all see, whether they're on the side of light or the side of darkness, they see exactly where this thing has gone, where it's going, and what man has done under the dominion of the devil, under that prince of the power of the air. They see all of it. They know exactly what it is. They know what it's turning into. They know the collective misery, the collective suffering, the enslavement, not just of those that are being trafficked right now in the world, but those that are even, and they want to enslave the whole thing. And you came, Father God, to set the captives free. So Lord, they see and they know and they can testify that everything that the world is doing and has become is anti-Christ, is anti-you, is against everything that you desire to establish. So that tree that they are in the world is rotten through and through. So there is nothing to redeem in it. There is nothing that can be brought back from it. There is no peace that can be salvaged from it. So that's what I testify unto you this day, Lord God. If they want to lift something up, if they want to say some bright piece here or there, but look at the root. Look at the root of what it is. Look at the manifestation of what it is. Look at the destruction of all the lives that are necessary to get these one little gleaming shiny toy over here and over there. But it's ultimately built on a lie, on a deception, on a destruction, on a scalping of a soul. Anything that they would lift up and say, see, look at this. Well, what about this over here? Well, what's it based on? Father, I come before you, Lord, and I testify unto you that this world system that's at enmity with you, that does not even respect the truth of your word, and would seek to even blot that out, and would seek to even try to hinder that, and would seek to even try to keep that away from people. Father, I testify unto you that, Lord God, though you've been merciful, and though you've given a window and a season and a time to repent, Lord God, they have abused that window and abused that season and used that time only to try to scalp and destroy and do more. So, Father, I testify unto you this day that any additional time that you would give them is a waste at this point, Father. This is my report back to you, Lord God, as your scout. Lord, I testify unto you this day that it is a waste. The churches will not preach the truth. The churches will not preach the gospel. Those that are on the take refuse to turn to you, refuse to speak what the Spirit of God would give them to say. Father, they are more invested in building their own personal empires and their own personal dot-coms and their own personal peace in this world to carve out a piece of this earthly system than they are in giving the truth. Lord God, they will not become true witnesses of truth. They will not speak the gospel. Lord, they have too much to lose in the world. So, Father, I bring that before you this day. I bring that before you, Lord God. Lord, that the pulpits are dead. Lord, that those that were at some point, many of them, Lord God, you called. But Lord, they tried to go the shortcut. They tried to go the way of the world, and the two don't mix. And they destroyed themselves. So they're death in the pulpit and death in the pews. Father, I testify, Lord God, that the leaders of these worlds, the leaders, Lord God, that are here, Lord God, they will not. They will not give it up, Father. They will destroy and they will continue to go that way. To steal and to kill and to destroy is what they delight in, Lord. It's not just what they are quickened to do by the enemy of the souls of all mankind. It's not just what they are being motivated to do by the demonic powers that work through them. But Lord, they actually delight in it. They enjoy in the destruction of innocence. They enjoy, Lord God. They enjoy that, Father. And Lord, it is an abomination to all of your creation. They destroy and ravage the earth. Lord, they destroy and ravage the lives of young people and human beings and those that are defenseless and those that have no power to even fight back and even to fight for themselves. Lord God, they have destroyed them. So Lord, I testify to you, Father. Lord, that they have gone past that point. The cup is full, Lord God. The cup is full. Father, when Abram, when you first showed him the land, that would be ultimately his inheritance. Lord, you spoke too, Father, about the cup not yet being full. And Lord God, time went on, and generations came and went. And when the cup was full, it was time. So Lord, I bring this back to you, Lord, this day. Father, you gave humanity a chance. You gave, Lord God, the people of this world time. You came, the Word was made flesh, and the option was there. The door was open. The gate was open. And Lord, those that are your true sheep, they have heard your voice. They have responded to your call. They know your voice. They know your name. And they won't follow another. And they are here, Lord God. The wheat and the tares are here. But Lord God, you know the situation and the danger that the wheat is in, that your sheep are in. And you know, Lord God, and you are well aware, Father, of the evil that's ramping up on the side of the tares. On the evil that's ramping up, Father, on the side of those that hate truth, hate the light, and hate you. And Lord God, your mercy has been squandered by them. You've extended to them mercy. You've extended to them time. You've given them time, Lord God, to repent. But Father, this day, Lord God, I testify back to you that every time that you've given them time, they've used it to destroy more and more. Your messengers and your servants that have been sent to them to speak truth have been hurt and harmed. Yours, Lord God, that have been sent in the earth to try to do good have been marginalized, have been pushed to the side. Their gifts have never been allowed to flourish in this place. The gifts, Lord God, have been kept away, have been stifled, Lord God. They've tried, the only way that those gifts have been allowed to be moving, to move forward in the system that has been there is by compromising them into it, Father. And that is not your way, that is not your plan, and that is not your purpose for any one of your children. So, Lord, I testify back unto you, Lord God, this day, that, Father, that the system that's here, the world system, Lord God, in what it is, all the way up to that second heavens, where the demonic work in the unseen realm, all the way, Lord God, up into that edge, and all the way through, the powers, the principalities, the spiritual wickedness in high places. Father, all the demonic entities, Lord, the demons that are in manifesting, all the different parts and pieces of all of it. All of it, Lord God. It needs to be burned. Burn it down. Burn it down, Father. Burn it down. Lord, in Jesus' name, I bring this report to you. Now make it known, Lord God, before your court and in your presence. Lord, and those that are listening this day, they can testify and they can witness, Lord God. They can witness and they know it bears witness in their soul. And they testify unto you this day as well, Lord God. So Lord, at this point, at this place, at this juncture, Lord God, It's time, Father. It's time for the heavens and the earth to pass away. It's time, Lord God. Father, I pray for my brothers and my sisters in Christ. I pray that they would have no fear in them. But rather, Lord God, that they would have peace within their spirits. Lord, that they would realize that this whole thing is in your hands and in your care, and they themselves are in your hands and in your care. Father, I pray, Lord, that they would look to you as your instruction has been throughout all this time, to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, to listen for your voice and to not follow another. I pray, Lord God, that they would do so. Father, thank you. Thank you for this assignment, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the journey that it's been. Thank you, Father, that you've given this opportunity. Burn it down. Let nothing be left. Father, establish your kingdom, your lordship, your reign, your rule. All of it. Rule with the rod of iron, Father. Let there be no place. Let there be no place for these workers of the devil, these demonic agents. Let your light flow and flood in. Let your wave of light come in, Father. Let it wipe out everything. Let there be nothing left but you. Nothing left but your presence. Nothing left but your light. Nothing left but your truth. Nothing left, Lord, but you. In Jesus' name. Amen.